Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A universal mask mandate for Massachusetts K through 12 schools could go into effect soon. The state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education voted overwhelmingly today to give Education Commissioner Jeff Riley the authority to issue a mask mandate. Riley has said it will likely be in effect at least until October 1st. Dr. Ashish Jha is one of the world's foremost experts on pandemics. He's dean of the Brown University School of Public Health and a health policy researcher and physician. And in his spare time, he gives advice to the Newton Public School System. His kids go to public schools in Newton, and he's a member of the school's medical advisory group. Why should masks be made mandatory?
Yeah, so Lisa, look, what we know is that it will take several things, not just indoor mask mandates, but also ventilation and testing and vaccines. But a part of that package is indoor masking. We think most of the evidence suggests that it is helpful. It reduces infections by 20 to 30%. And so as part of a broader package of activity, I think it's terrific that Massachusetts is doing this.
I guess that's part of the question, is the broader activity. This is what you recommended for the Newton Public Schools, recommending ventilation, of course, vaccines. What about communities that don't have the luxury of that? Is 20 to 30% protection from infection worth it, worth mandating masks?
If your only strategy is masking, it probably isn't enough, but it shouldn't be at this point in the pandemic. We've had a year plus to make schools safer. Congress has allocated billions of dollars to schools for both testing and improving ventilation. So any school that hasn't done any of that at this point, these are not million-dollar upgrades. You can literally put air filtration, air cleaners into classrooms that cost $100 each. And yes, masking becomes a part of that package. And if we have indoor masking along with those other things, we can feel very confident that schools are going to be relatively safe this fall.
Two aspects of that in terms of pushback. Some doctors are saying they think masks are doing more harm than good for kids, that they're negatively affecting kids' interaction and learning. I wonder if you can weigh that, if you agree with it, against the kind of protection that masks offer.
Yeah, so look, there are lots of views on these things, but I try to go to the evidence and I also go to the experts. And so there are no experts that whose opinions I value more than the American Academy of Pediatrics. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has been very clear that they think that the benefits of mask wearing far exceed any cost that there might be. There also isn't much evidence that wearing masks is harmful in any meaningful way. So at this point, the evidence leans clearly in my mind towards the benefits of masks being much, much greater than the costs of wearing masks.
Well, if you're not worried about the costs of wearing masks, then why not recommend, as difficult as it would be, the continued remote learning for kids? I mean, if you want them to be entirely safe, just don't have them bunched together in schools.
Yeah, because there is a very large cost to remote learning, right? There's a large cost to the kids themselves. What we know and what we saw is when schools close, private schools stay open, which widens the achievement gap. We know that wealthier schools open, and it's the poorer school districts that don't. And then there are large negative effects on working parents, people who can't work from home, essential workers, for whom having kids at home represents yet one more challenge. And if I thought that we could not bring kids back safely, first of all, we wouldn't have made the recommendations we made in Massachusetts, in Newton, because my kids go there. So for me, this is very personal.
When kids eat, kids obviously aren't going to be wearing masks. Kids emote, kids talk, and they're pretty close to each other. What do you tell your children about that part of going back to school?
If we have good ventilation, good masking, if we're doing regular testing, then the question is, how much of a risk is eating? And what we have recommended is that, you know, if you can, space kids out a little bit during eating. If you can, try to do eating outdoors, which makes it dramatically safer. But if we can keep infection levels in the community reasonably low, and if we can keep infections level in schools reasonably low, there's no reason to believe that eating unto itself will somehow become a super spreading event. I don't think it will be. And by the way, there's plenty of evidence. Lots of schools have done this and have found that you can have kids back in school safely, eating, spending time with each other without causing large outbreaks.
Dr. Jha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Ashish Jha is Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He spoke to us about the universal mask mandate that could soon take effect in Massachusetts public schools.